happens everywhere. I'm not.
I had people at Mosos, you know, tell me that one of my children needs to wear red filters over her eyes to read. I mean, it's like absolute.
We're gonna start again from the Gemara Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, last line. We went through this yesterday, whether he's allowed to or obligated to. Ella Shachris, Varvis. I think that's as far as we got. Do we go further? I don't think so. Meitzvei. Shimon Lazar, I'm an Isla Zakishli Atriach. How do I know a Zakin should not be Matriach to Isla to get up for him? Talmud Leimar, Zakin be a Reza. The juxtaposition of Vadayat of Zakin be a Reza is to tell me that Zakin should also be afraid, meaning get yours, have the fear of Hashem and not be Matriach people. Be a Machakos Arvis Mavad. If it's only twice a day, a Maile Nitra Chiyubu. Bishlam, if you go in 10 times a day, it's a bother. But if you go in twice a day, that's their chiyuv. You're making them get a mitzvah. Why should you stay away from that, from not doing it? Must be it's all day, and that's already a burden. Have to give my life. The Olam, Shachris Varvis, even twice a day. Bavad, I've been lucky, comment absolutely the truth. No, don't bother people. The Gemara's having me know once, twice a day. It's just, yes, big deal, because it's the Chacham's job not to put people in a position that they have to get up for.
Is it a Chacham or a Zakin?
Same thing. Zakin can be Chacham or older person. Depends according to who. We had a big Machloikas. Zakin Ashmoy, which kind of Zakin? Whoever you're Mechuyim to get up for has a Chiyam Shloya Triach. Not getting involved now, we already did that. Right? Whoever you have a Chiyam to get up for has a Chiyam Shloya Triach, even twice a day. Rashi. Rashi explains the Havamina. Am I lie? My Tircha Ika. What's hard to get up twice a day? Urcha de Mosi. It's regular. Lay Litrach, Yosina, period. Zaktikamai Vaiter. Amar Rabbalazar. Kol Tam Machachem Shein Aimib Mithay Rabbi, Nikra Rasha. Anytime Machachem that doesn't get up for his Rebbe, it's called a Rasha. Arach Yamim. And he doesn't live long. Amidli Mishkakach. And he forgets his learning. Shenemar. The time of the year of the Russia, it won't be good for a Russia. Le'yarech yamim, and he won't have arichas yamim, can sail like a shadow that goes by quickly. Why? Asher einenu yarem el'vei l'kim, because he's not fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does this person do that he's called an einenu yare? Meirezu eini yedei amahu. What does it mean, einenu yare? Now, the Mashal, I believe, speaks out that if it meant stam doing averis, it would say they Hashem alikim, like it's Hashem alikachotira. The fact that it doesn't say Hashem alikim, just alikim, seems to indicate it's a specific thing that the Torah calls Myra. And he's not doing that specific thing that the Torah calls Myra. What is he missing? Now, if it would have said that they Hashem alikim, we would have said he doesn't keep mitzvahs. He's not fearing Hashem. But since it doesn't say Hashem Elohim, it's trying to tell me, again, this is the Mashar's Peshat, I believe, that it's trying to tell me one specific thing. What is that specific thing? My Rezu in any of their mahu.
Why is it one specific thing? But where is it?
Again, the Mashar says it's because it doesn't say Hashem Elohim. Usually, Yira is expressed as Hashem Elohechotira. The fact that it doesn't say the Shem Hashem here seems to limit it to one thing. Again, don't ask me why. I wouldn't have said this on my own. I think the Mashal says this. Mayrezuin yidei mahu. Shaima be erasim alakecha. When it says over here, get up for a zakin, save a talkum, the dartum, the zakum, be erasim alakecha. So the Torah is identifying this as erasim alakecha. Not be erasim Hashem alakecha, be erasim alakecha. Right? So it says be erasim alakecha here. It's similar to Einenu Yorei Mipnei Elohim. There's no Hashem here, the Rebbeinu Shem is everywhere. There's no word of Hashem here, it's the word Elohim. So therefore we say, you know what Einenu Yorei Mipnei Elohim means? It means what the Torah says, V'yareisim Elohecha. That's what he doesn't do, and for that, he chas v'shalom, Einenu Marach Yavim. I can tell, because Einenu Yorei Mipnei Elohim. By writing Me'elikim, we look around the Torah, where the Torah called something Yiras Elohim, instead of Yiras Hashem. Harimayrezu Kima. It means not getting up. Frakta Gemara Veva Meiros Ribbis and Meiros Mishkolas. There are two other places that the Torah talks about V'Yareisa, and it says, I don't know if it says the word Elikim there or not, but I think so. Why are we saying it's going on this one? So the Gemara was a Pnei Gomor. Here it says Pnei Zokin V'Yareisa, and there it says Asher Einena Yare Mipnei Elikim. So therefore we say it means the one that says Pnei next to the word Elikecha. So there, right, that's a Pnei Zokim V'Yareisa Elikecha. So that's the most similar one to Asher Einena Yare Mipnei Elikim. What? Shares the word Pnei. And Yira. And Elikim. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Taiva the Yira Rasha. Ain't Taiva the Taira. Rashi's trying to say, where do you see he forgets his learning? Doesn't say learning in that pasuk. One of the things Rav Elazar says is Shaket Tazmude Mishtakach. So Rashi, the word Taiv means Taira. Shnemek Elikach Taiv. Alma Tazmude Mishtakach. Bela Yarech Yomim. Elik a tail, like a shadow. Matam, Fishayna Yar, Mephne Hashem. Umboy Rezu, Kima, he is getting up because of a farish vazel. Meroa Ribbis, the Gabi Ribbis, Namik Siv, Altika Chmitai, Neshech Vasarbis, we erase him on the Kacha, it says over there. And, Bechain Gabi Mishkolas, says, Evan Shlema, Vetzedek Yeloch, and I think the Pasik there also uses the word Yira. What?
Erase
him on the Kacha. And the answer is, Pnei Pnei Gomer, Ksiv Hachem Milufnei, says Milufnei Elikim, Ksiv Hachem Mipnei Seva Tokum, or Vadarta Pnei Zaken. I guess Mipnei is more like more lift than Milufnei than Pnei is, so it's a better limud. And therefore, we say it's going on getting up in front of parents.
When you have not exact words, that's still called Zershon.
So there's a famous Tana de Bera Mishmol that says that the Gemara makes Xer Shava between the word Uba Beshav. If it has the same meaning, we can make Xer. First of all, we don't make up Xer Shavas. Handed down to Sinai. But in the rules of Xer Shava, the rule is if you have similar words, that's the preferable one. If you have, but non similar words can also be Xer Shava. Meaning, let me explain. If you had a better word that's more similar, the Xer Shava was, learn out Pnei Pnei, or learn out Yira Yira, or Lekecha Lekecha, whatever one it is. So we look for the most similar. This is the most similar. We find out where to use the Gzera Shava. Meaning, it's not the Gemara doesn't make any sense. We're making Gzera Shava, but the truth is it's some Navi, so it's a different rules of Gzera Shava B'chol. Yes?
Oh, no. No, we've had that Gzera Shava 20 times since we started this 20 years ago.
Oh, it was that. I didn't say that. I didn't count the times, but
I was speaking about it. I was speaking.
I understand. Ibai Elohu. B'nai. Okay, here we're going to have two shilas, totally 180 degrees from each other. So let's give the Gemara a chance. Gemara is going to explain both shilas. Ibai Elohu. B'nai v'hu rabbi. A person's son is his Rebbe. The son has a chiyuv kibud av. The father has a chiyuv kibud rav. His son is his Rebbe Muvik, or his Rebbe. Who does the son have a chiyuv to get up for his father? Kibud av. But he's the Rebbe. What happens?
Who's the Rebbe?
The son. B'nai, his son, b'hu rabbi. The son is his Rebbe. Does he get up for his father or not? Tashma. The Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. Shinana, sharp one. Kum mikame avach. Get up for your father. Now, Rav Yecheskel was Rav Yehuda's father. Rav Yehuda was Rav Yecheskel's Rebbe. We had that earlier when Rav Yehuda corrected Rav Yecheskel's version of a Braisa, like this Nihachi, right? So that's just the proof that he was his Rebbe. But the Gemara says he was his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda was his father's Rebbe. So Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, stand up before your father. It's a raya that even though the son is the Rebbe and the father is the Talmud, but it's a father. And Shmuel paskins for Rabbi Yehuda, get up for your father. So to Gemara, shiny Rabbi Yecheskel, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yecheskel. The Baal Maisim Hava. because he was a person who did a lot of good deeds. He was a very chashuv person. He wasn't just Rav Yehuda's father. In his own, he was chashuv to the point that Philip Mar Shmuel not become Mikameh. Shmuel set up for him. He was not the Rebbe, but he was a person who did a lot of mitzvahs. He did a lot of good, and Shmuel used to stand up for him. So therefore, no chiddush, they told Rav Yehuda to stand up for him. Shmuel's Rebbe, Rav Yehuda's Rebbe stood up for Rebbe Chesko. He's not a regular father-son relationship here. It's not that the son is a Talmud of the father, the father is a Talmud of the son. He might be, but he's also a Baal Meisim, which by itself requires that you should get up for. Frech the Gemara, so my Kamerle. If that's the fact, so why is Shmuel up to tell Rav Yehuda to get up? If Shmuel himself stood up, why in the world would he tell Rav Yehuda to stand up? Sometimes I'll be sitting and your father will walk in behind me. Now the halacha is, if your Rebbe is sitting, you don't get it for anybody else. Kavod HaRebbe is that he's your Rebbe. You're not pop up for anybody else. So your father is walking in, you're not going to want to get up because of my kavod. I'm telling you, kum at mitameh v'leitechish liyikardidi. You get up for your father, and don't worry for my covenant. So meaning like this, had it been a regular father, we have no idea. Meaning, had he been just a father without being a Baal Meisim, maybe Shmuel would not have told him you to stand up for him. We don't know. We have no proof. But it happened to be that he was a Baal Meisim. So why didn't Shmuel have to tell him? If you could figure this out on his own.
Well, we had the question.
Is it Zakta Gemara? The answer is, Shmuel was telling him that even though it'll be an affront to me, because I'm sitting there, the father's walking in behind, Shmuel doesn't see him, Rav Yehuda does, should he get up? His Rebbe is sitting. Shmuel told him, you just get up and don't worry about my cover, just doctor.
We just asked this question. We didn't know what, do you stand up for it?
Again, we're trying to bring a proof.
Huh? Well, I was trying to bring a proof, but I'm saying, I don't know the question, but why is he telling them? It's obvious. Like, what do you mean, why is he? We don't know. We're not sure what to do.
No. It was about Meister. We're saying this is not the question. We got out of the Raya by saying the reason you can't bring any proof from Shmuel telling Rabbi Yehuda. Because there, it was a different kind of father. It wasn't a regular father. So then the kasha is, if he's a different kind of father, then even Shmuel stood up in front of him, then there was no reason to tell Rabbi Yehuda. If you'd also knew he was a Baal Meisim. The answer is, he told him because of that. Yes, doctor.
Do I remember incorrectly that if a man forces himself upon a woman, an unmarried woman, and fathers a child by force, that that child owes the rapist kibbutz?
It's a shaila, but the tshuva or not, that's Aviv Russia. That might be Aviv Russia.
So there's an existential reason for kibbutz.
Again, the question is, is the covenant of the Rebbe override that? There is no other obligation. If he did tshuva, I'm not getting involved in other Russia now.
Okay, so, hold on. That means you did not see anyone, or nobody mentions this existential.
No. Yes, okay. Well, again, I don't know what you mean by existential. I'm not such a perfect vocabulary.
The fact that he exists.
That's why they say, if he's not a Russia, there's a chiyuv of his son to be mechaber him.
Right.
But here the father has a chiyuv to be mechaber his son, because he's his Rebbe. There's conflicting chiyuvim here. That's also existential, Rebbe. Rebbe's also existential.
Let them both stand up.
Okay, so that's your sock, but let's see what the Gemara says.
I mean, we just saw that there's no tircha to require someone to get up more than twice a day.
Again,
so it's like
the question is the son mechuyuv? That's the question. We're not interested now. What the son wants to pop up, that's his business.
I understand what you're saying.
Let's do Rashi. Zuck to Rashi. The who rabbi? Haben rabbi shalavim. Mekam avich. The avich of Judah, rabbi Judah, beches kavu, have a kramin aliyel, like we learned last week. Abba leitis nihachi. He corrected his father's way of learning the Mishnah. Correct the Gemara by Kavu, but my turn glazure. Why would he have to tell him, Ilav Lemelev Mineh Roa Ba'alma? Unless he wants to teach him the regular halacha, that Bishul Rabbi, even though he's his father's Rabbi, Chayim Lamed Mepunov. The answer is no. He had to tell him because it was because he was afraid that Rav Yehuda wouldn't get up because his Rebbe is sitting there. Which, by the way, is halacha, that if your Rebbe is there, you don't get up for somebody else. You can do hidur, but you cannot get up because your Rebbe is there. If your Rebbe Mubik is there, and another Talmud Chacham walks in, not so simple that you're allowed to get up. Your Rebbe Mubik is there. What? It's a different story. Then you can get up if your Rebbe gets up. But it's not so simple. It's only here that Shmuel told them, I'm allowed you can get up. Yes?
So many, many years ago, you differentiated between Rav Weinberg and Rav Ruderman, that Rav Weinberg was your Rebbe Mubik, and that Rav... You said Rav Weinberg is your Rebbe Mubik, and the Rav Shiva was the Rav Shiva.
Yeah, I walk a Rebbe Mubik automatically because he was in one of the Gadol HaDor. So it wouldn't make a difference whether he was my Rebbe Mubik or not, because he was a Gadol HaDor, so you stand up for him anyway. And his son-in-law stood up for him anyway, so...
If Rav Weinberg was there, did you get up for
him? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I had a feeling the answer was yes.
Zog to Gemara Vayta. Iboy luhu, b'noy luhu, rabbi, ma'u shi'amad, b'fonof. Now, the first scramble was, does the son, father get up for the son? Now we know, want to know, does the son get up for the father? The complete 180-degree opposite. First Shiloh was, does the father get up for the son? We didn't prove it. Now we're asking, does the son have to get up for his father? That was the first Shiloh. Does the son get up for the father? Now we're asking, does the father have to get up for his son? It's his Rebbe. It's his father, but it's his Rebbe. So, does he get up or not? Touch him up. So we're going to try to prove that half of the Shiloh. Again, two separate Shilohs, exactly opposite of each other. First Shiloh was, does the son get up for the father, even though the son is the Rebbe? Second Shiloh is, does the father have to get up for his son, even though he is the father? So to come out, touch him up. Dama Rabbi Shua Malevi. Ani eini kedai lamed mebeni. I don't have to get up for my son. Elam Mishum covered base Nasi. It seems Shuman Levi's son was royal, had married into royalty. And therefore I have to get up for the royalty. But if not, I wouldn't have to get up for my son. Right. Time up. Dano Rabbe. The Gemara understands that the reason Rabbi Shulman Levi says he doesn't have to get up for his son is because he was his son's Rebbe. That means he's saying, really, I don't have to get up for my son. I'm his father, I'm his Rebbe, I don't have to get up for him, but he's royalty. I have to get up for royalty, that I have to get up. Now, the diak is, ho'iu raboi, had he been my Rebbe, kamina mekame. The Gemara is understanding that the reason he's not getting up is because it was because he was the Rebbe and Rabbi Shulman Levi was the Talmud. Mashma, that had it been the other way, he would have gotten up for his son. So the Gemara Hachikamah, Ani eini kedai lam ibnei bni afilhu raboi. No, he wasn't saying, I'm not getting up because I'm his Rebbe. I wouldn't get up even if it's my Rebbe, though I know Avu, I'm his father. So the story doesn't prove anything. Because Rabbi Shulman Levi said, I wouldn't get up for my son only because he's from the Nasi. Mashma, the only reason he wouldn't get up for his son is because there's no other factor. But had his son been his Rebbe, he would have gotten up. The Gemara says, maybe not. Maybe he's saying, even if he's my Rebbe, I wouldn't get up. There's no proof from the story what would happen. Halacha l'maisa, there's no proof either way. We don't know whether the father gets up for the son or the son gets up for the father. The Rush says that his Rebbe, Maram Rutenberg, from the day he became a Rosh Yeshiva, him and his father never made a situation that one would have to get up for the other. Because he didn't want to be in a position where his father would get up for him, because he wasn't sure what that law is, and he didn't want to get up for his father if he wasn't sure what that law is. And he was afraid it would teach people the wrong halacha. So they never went into a situation that one would have to get up for the father. Now, it doesn't say what happened in private, but in public, they never was in a situation. He was Zohir. That's what the Rush says, because the Gemara never proves either of the two Shilas.
But if we would have proved the first Shilas...
Proven is the word, yes.
Oh, wow. I'm Moichel.
Yes.
If would approve of the first Shiloh, would there have been a second Shiloh?
Maybe. Because that's what the doctor was saying before, let them get up for each other. Maybe. Maybe not. But we don't prove either Shiloh. I just, for 1 second. What? I think so. He says, so the Rosh Paskins, they each have to get up for the other one. It's just topic of the Raisa. Omru Alam Arabeinu Merame Buttenberg. So Miyayim Shalom Lagdula Lehikbu B'nei Aviv B'nei Ratzish Aviv Yavi Elof. He never was in a position that this Shiloh should come up. The Rosh is in Eis Nun Zion in the first barrack. Yes, doctor.
I don't...
But that doesn't mean they didn't see their father's, the son of the Rebbe.
Yeah. Rabbi Yosef ben Levi is extreme. I mean, he's the first Amoraim, and it's extremely chashuv. But I don't recall, if you will, a name for his son.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Rashi. Zot Rashi, ani eini kedai lamed mipnei bni. Kasal kedai tuch, dohi kamra. Ani rabbi shobni. We think that he's saying, I'm my son's Rebbe. Well, he used to get Lama the Panov. I don't have to stand up for him. Elam Nishin is Chatzim Benassi. He married into royalty. So I got to get up because he's royalty. I have to show respect for royalty. But the Kamani ain't he Kedai. Shmami Nod, Yilu Hoya Kedai, Shoyatamidai, Havalela Makem. What does it mean, I am not obligated? Mashma, there would have been another reason to be obligated. Why in the world would Rabbi Shulman Levi have to get up for his son? The Gemara thought it meant to say, had he been my Rebbe, I would have been obligated. So the Gemara he comes, look, I need to kazei the Gemara lamishum gedulas tayrahu, not because I'm greater in learning. Meshuavim kamar, I'm his father. The einav kazei lamed me aben. No father has got the first son. So at the end of the day, we have no raya. So the Rosh Paskins each has to get up for the other. It's a shaila v'deraisa. My problem is, it is my problem. Why don't just meichu each other? It would make life simpler. Meaning, a Rav is able to be Meichu on his covenant, and a father is able to be Meichu on his covenant. And by the way, whether it's right or wrong, and this is a major machloikus in contemporary education, should a father be Meichu his son from getting up for him? Because if not, you're machshu your kids in all kinds of Isurim. I mean, if my kids don't jump, maybe there are parents that train their kids to do that. But when I walk into the room, my kids do not stand up for me. So I'm Meichu. Some people say that's a right, and some people say that's wrong. You should teach your kid they have to get up for your father. That's part of kibbutz. Some people say you don't want to be machshu with them in an isser, so you're much better off being machshu. That's a machlokes for contemporary educators. You can write an article in Ami Magazine for that if you want to. That's not the point. The point is...
Is there a difference of public and private then?
What?
You're a public and you're a child.
Chayra is no different than anybody else, but I'm not getting it. That's for Ami magazine, you know what I mean? For any magazine. I picked an Ami because we were talking about Ami before.
When I read it, one of my daughters-in-law, at least one, they actually stand up for me.
They want to respect you. That's very nice.
I said one of them.
So the Rosh Paskins, they should stand up for each other. Again, my own issue is, my own problem, is it's much simpler if you just tell them to be mechu each other. Fine. But in halacha, they're mechu to get up for each other. The Merami Rutenberg didn't want to be in that situation. Got it. Now my question is only is, my same question. It would have been very simple for the Merami Rutenberg to be mechu the covenant for his father and the covenant for him. Unless it was in public, and he didn't want to, that's what I understand. In public, he couldn't be mechu and he couldn't be mechu. Yes?
Observation based on the subject of it, that if you have to teach your children to stand up, they're not standing up for you.
That's not true. Chinuch always is to train them.
I'm sorry.
Chinuch is to train them. If you have to tell them this is your chiyuv, that's your chiyuv. How does a kid know what he's mechuyav?
But if someone is simply doing something to fulfill a bodily motion, that's not kibbutz.
But if you teach him this is what you're supposed to do as kibbutz.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, it's the question of the Gemara as to whether or not intent can be defined from
action. Okay, could be.
Action.
Biter.
Wouldn't it be better if I did teach his son, his children to stand up so they would be Zoichen Mitzvahs?
Again, I told you, I'm not getting involved in that halacha. I was Michael my kids, because I'd rather not them be over any Asurim. Because, let's say you're 100%
right.
But I'm not right. You might be right. I'm saying is, reality is, they're not jumping up. I'm not saying it's right. But I'm dealing with what I see. So I'd rather be Michael than put them in this position.
I didn't think about the Isser part of it.
Yeah. Again, you might, that's what I said. This is something to be discussed of what's the right approach. I didn't pick sides. I'm just saying what I personally did to avoid them from doing it.
Does the Shabbos of Arvis apply to parents also?
It doesn't say that. It's interesting. I didn't see that brought in the law.
Shlo Yehe.
Again, I heard you. I don't know the answer. I understood your question. I even understood the depth of your question, but I don't know the answer.
You're still my Rebbe.
Right. Ibailahu. Yes. Any questions?
Oh, no.
Okay. Ibailahu. Rachov kemahalach dami elai. If the Tamachachim is riding by on his donkey, right, he's not walking, do you have to get up for him? Is that called your chiyuv to get up? He is not walking, he's sitting. Sitting on a donkey. His donkey is walking.
Here's the donkey.
Ah, Gavaldi, Rishaynim's Kasha. Very good. So the Rishaynim answer that Abaya did that after he learned the sugya. This is the sugya that made Abaya do it. But you're right. The Rishaynim point that out. You're 100% right. Amar Abaya Tashima. He's going to bring a raya. What did I skip? Who? I didn't get there yet. You're ahead of me. Yeah. I did the line before that. I am in the second wide line. I don't know where you are. What? The second wide line. Ibailu. You see the words Ibailu? I have a different print than me. Again, did you just have the Gemara with Rabbi Shulam and Levi? Right after the Gemara with Rabbi Shulam and Levi, what does it say? Ibailu, that's where I'm up to. You went ahead. That's where I'm up.
Yeah, I was on the third line. Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
Thank you.
That Harris point was very good, but maybe that was the famous resident over there.
Again, we'll see. Let's do it. But why are we contemplating? Why are we doing this when the Gemara is going to get it?
Even when he saw the ear being, wow, he did something even.
Okay, let's do the Gemara. Ibailu. That's exactly what Dr. Harris just asked. And Avram tried to answer. The Gemara is going to talk about it. So why can't we just do the Gemara? One story.
One of the ear, and then
one of
the river
bank.
He's riding the bank of the river.
Right, okay. Ibailu. That's okay, we'll see. Now, there's a halacha as follows. A Mitzaira is Matama Ba'il. If a Mitzaira were in a room, everybody in the room becomes Tame. That's the halacha. However, it's different than a mace. If a mace in a room, everybody becomes tame. If a mace is carried through a room, everybody becomes tame. By Mitzaira, it's only if he's sitting in the room. If he's walking through a room, he's not matame. Zeris HaKasav, we're not getting involved in why Mitzaira said that. You can write a letter and find out. That's the Zeris HaKasav. A Mitzaira who walks through a room is not matame people pile. A Mitzaira who sits down in the room is Matame people bayo. What if he's sitting on an animal and it's going through the room? Is it Matame bayo or not? Is he sitting in the room? Or is he walking in the room when the animal is walking? Dr. Mishnah. Tashima. Tame, I believe it's a Mishnah. Tame is a Mishnah. Tame Yashiv Takas Ilan. The Mitzaira is sitting under the tree. The Tar Ayman. And a tar is standing there, tummy. He's sitting, Right? One is sitting, the Mitzayra is sitting. Tomei Oymetakas Elon. The Mitzayra is standing, but he didn't sit down. V'tar Yashiv, Tar. Yim Yashiv HaTomei, HaTar Tomei. Tomei sits down, the Tar becomes Tomei. V'chein Be'Evan HaMnugas. The same thing is true by a stone of a house of Taras. That if it's sitting, then it's considered it's metame. And if it's not sitting, then it's not metame. How does a stone not sit? A stone doesn't walk. The answer is somebody's carrying it. Even though the stone doesn't do anything, but the fact that a person's carrying it means it's on the move, not considered sitting. So if that's true by a stone, it's true by a person that sits on an animal. If you consider a stone that's walking by, the stone doesn't walk. Somebody's carrying the stone. You consider that not sitting, but moving. If you consider that by the stone, the same is true by a person who's driving on an animal. Now, the nafkamina by Mitzayra would be, whether the Mitzayra is considered sitting or walking, it's nafkamina by Talmud Chacham also. You have to get up or not. The answer is you have to get up. So Abaye knew this raya. So Dr. Gemara, and that's what Abaye knew, and therefore, the kiddush over there was that even if he saw the donkey's ear, which means the Talmud Chacham didn't even come into view, he stood up.
It's like he's walking.
It's like he's walking. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Rachel Kamal, Rabbi Rachel, the Rebbe's writing, Kamal Tami B'Tzarech Lamed B'Fonav, I love Kamal Tami Ki Yashiv. The Basri Dideyas, you know, you go by the person, okay, Yashiv, he's sitting. Haki Yashiv Lach Raisa B'Tzarech Kanem. Tami Yashiv Takas Ilum B'Tzar Oymed. Tomei Oymed Takas Ilum B'Tzar Yashiv. Or, Yashiv HaTomei, Atar Tomei. B'Chem B'Evan HaMnugas. Same thing is true by a stone that has a nega. B'Yolof HaMikrob. We learn that from Sukkim. Dei Mitzar B'Tomei. B'tor ha'nichnas imoy lo'ayo. The Torah is not metame. The Torah was in the same oil. And we can yoyishu ha'metzayra. Reishu the bride saki isa. B'chutz l'machna moshavoy. Moshavoy tome. Only where he sits is metame b'ayo. Mikan amru, this thing atame yoyishu takas ilo. So it's derived out of the pasuk moshavoy. Tamei oyim atakas ilo metar yoyishu tar. The yeshiva star l'mani midi. The tar sitting doesn't mean anything. El yeshiva's tummy. The chain, the eben hamnugas, the adam naisa takas ilon. Somebody's carrying the stone under the tree. The tar yeshiv takas ilon. Loinit mahatar, at she yeshiv naisa ya eben. Unless the person carrying the stone sits down. The yeshiv yashav naisa ya eben, nit mahatar. After the white man. Zois emeres, midik tani vachain be eben hamnugas. Since it says, same thing is true by a stone. The Rachav Kamahal Chadami. The La Basrei Didei as Lina. We don't go by the stone. The Basrei Beheiman Oisasai. Animal is carrying the stone. The Hachal Basrei Evan as Lina. The Basrei Adam Hanois as Lina. The Basrei Didei as Lina. If we were going by the stone, I feel the Yashiv Naisa. Even if the guy carrying it didn't sit down. Nit Matar. The Yimaisiv Yashiv Mechekla. It's sitting in his lap. I Bik Seifa Shazan Naisa on his shoulder. Right, a man's carrying the stone. The stone's not moving. Terence says, if it's on the move, I don't care whether it's moving or something is propelling it. It is not considered sitting. Same thing is true by Tom McCullum. Zakti Gemara Vait. I can't hear you.
Is it because it's movement or being dizzy? It's because he's not sitting.
I think it means movement. I'm not sure. It says Yoy Shev and I made. Mashmi has to sit down there, make it his place.
On a donkey
is moving.
Right. Now, if the donkey stopped.
Well, you have to get out while it's moving.
If the donkey stopped for a moment, you don't have to get up, right?
Again, you have to get up as soon as the donkey. The Talmud Chacham came into the room, right? You were in the room, and the Talmud Chacham entered the room. If the donkey is stopped, how did he enter the room?
No, you didn't notice it until then. Now I know.
So then I don't know if you're going to get. What happens if you didn't notice when Shiva walk in and he sits down in his seat? You have to get up from now?
Mm-hmm.
Why is the donkey different than the person walking and sitting down?
Because his position changed. At one point he's walking, and one point he's, this one he's sitting the whole time. But the donkey.
But if the donkey's not moving, it's not moving. So now
he's sitting.
Right.
So Rashiva came in, and by the time you saw it, he was sitting.
No, he had to get up.
Right.
Correct. Yes, that's him.
And this may seem unrelated, but hear me out, please. If you have two pools, one above each other on the side of the hill, connected by a small stream which is flowing fast, for purposes of Tahara, does that stream work doubly?
Nitzuk is not a chibur.
I'm sorry.
Nitzuk is not a chibur.
That's what I thought. So the difference between that and the water, because there is an unbroken connection with both pools, is that the water is moving.
It's not because it's moving. It's because it's moving in a vertical position. If it were moving horizontally, it would be a connection.
It's not going to move horizontally.
That's also true.
So what I was wondering is, because motion itself changed the nature of an object. For instance, this also is the same shaila as if you take something and you throw it through a rishisarab from rishisiyot to rishisiyot, and you throw it.
In achayev.
Right, exactly. There seems to be a change that motion induces when it sees an object.
Could be. Don't think about IT by Lou. Ma'u lamed if they say v'tayra. You have to stand up for a Sefer Torah. Reb Chilki, Reb Simon, Reb Lazar Amri, all three Amoraim said, Kavachaymer, Nelemdeh Amdin, Nel Lekoshke, you get it for Tamach Chacham, you shouldn't get it for a Sefer Torah? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ma'u Lamed, Mim Chayiv Lemekim Eloi, you have to get up for a Sefer Torah. Okay. Torah Emedes with Nelemdeh, that's right. Now, over here, the Rishonim have a Kasha. Because the Gemara in Makkos says, the people in Bavo are foolish. They get it for a Sefer Torah, and they don't get it for a Talmud Chacham. Mashma from that Gemara, that the Chiyuv to get it for a Talmud Chacham is greater than a Sefer Torah. The Gemara says, Hani Bavloi Tipshoi Ninu. They're foolish. They get it for a Sefer Torah, they don't get it for a Talmud Chacham. Here the Gemara says that if you get it for Talmud Chacham, for sure you have to get it for Sefer Torah. That's the Rishonim's Kasha. So the Rishonim answer, there are a bunch of terutzim. The simplest teretz that I can explain is as follows. The Gemara doesn't mean to say that the covenant of Talmud Chacham is greater. But the Gemara means to say there is the source that you have to get it for a Sefer Torah is from the halacha that you get it for Talmud Chacham. How do you know you get it from for a Sefer Torah? Because if you get it for Talmud Chacham, for sure you have to get it for a Sefer Torah. So how can you not get up for the Talmud Chacham? If that's the source of getting up for a Sefer Torah, that means you recognize the source because it's getting up for a Talmud Chacham. So you're foolish if you do the result without doing the cause. Not that the Gemara there is saying that the Chiyah for getting up for Talmud Chacham is greater than the Chiyah for getting up for a Sefer Torah. The Gemara calls them foolish because how do I know you have to get it for a Sefer Torah? From the Talmud Chacham. So why are you getting it for a Sefer Torah? Because you know, so you're not getting it for Talmud Chacham, so what are you doing? That's how some Rishonim have explained that Gemara to answer this contradiction. Yes?
Well, my goodness, someone has trouble standing. You're obligated to stand
for a year or transit. Again, if he can't, he can't. He's an honest. He's supposed to stand for Shemen Esrei. If he can't stand for Shemen Esrei, he sits.
I didn't say can, but it has trouble.
You know, that becomes a very arbitrary thing, and that's why I didn't answer it. Because I don't know what trouble, I mean, I know what trouble is, but I don't know to what degree his trouble is. Is he standing for Shemin Esrei?
But nothing, you know, I stand for
Shemin
Esrei, I don't stand for pretty much anything.
I understand, but if you're standing for Shemin Esrei, then you stand for Sefer Torah. If you're not standing with Shemen Esrei, then you can talk about Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is a Chiyuv D'oraisa. Standing with Shemen Esrei might not be a Chiyuv D'oraisa.
Thank you.
Yes.
Because of a reason.
Again, all I'm saying is I'm trying to resolve. I'm not trying. The Rishayim are trying to resolve a seeming composition of the Gemara. So they're saying that the Gemara there doesn't mean the Talmud Chacham is bigger. It meant to say how you can't do Sefer Torah if you don't do Talmud Chacham. One is a source for the other. That's all. We're not weighing which is bigger over there. Here we're saying which is bigger. It says clearly, you get up for Talmud Chacham, you're not going to get up for Sefer Torah.
The Sefer Torah is more appropriate to stand up for Sefer Torah than for Talmud.
That's what the Gemara says here.
The house is on fire, and this person
and this ship. That's Pekuach Nefesh. Standing up is not Pekuach Nefesh. You're saying Pekuach Nefesh? Pekuach Nefesh is Darkei Kala Taira Kula. Besides, for if something happens and it's Shabbos and you have to carry a Sefer Torah, it's Gan Salokas. It's not so simple you can carry a Sefer Torah just around to save it. Again, Pekuach Nefesh is like everything.
No.
Except the three cardinal sins. Yes. Low Eno is that, but the temperature, the thing is, there's always low Eno, right? Yes. Something about that. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zabdi, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Loin, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zabdi were sitting. Cholov for also Reb Shimon Bar Abba. Reb Shimon Bar Abba walked by the Kamum Mikameh, and they stood up for him. Amar Luhu, he said, Chada, first reason you shouldn't have to stand up is because Atan Chakimu Vanochover. You're greater than me. Therefore, there was no reason for you to stand up for me. Behind Klum Taira, I met as with Melam Deh. Meaning, you're learning now. Since when does Torah have to get up for Talmid Chachamim? Meaning, even I would be bigger than you. But you're learning. You're doing Torah. And Torah is greater than Talmid Chachamim. He called them Torah because they were learning at the time. So isn't Torah should get up if they lived up? Savalah Kareb Lazer, the Amareb Lazer, Ein Tam Chacham Rishoy Lamed B'tei Rabbi, B'shah Saisim B'Torah. The Blazer holds, when you're learning, you don't get up for your Rebbe. At the moment you're learning, you're Torah. And Torah is bigger than Talmid Chachamim. Ah, he's a bigger Talmid Chacham than you are, by far. Doesn't make a difference. You're Torah now. When you're learning Torah, you become Torah. That's what the Blazer holds. We do not paskin that way. In fact, to the point that Layat Allah Abaya, Abaya cursed anybody that does like a Blazer. Because it undermines covered Talmid Chachamim, and he held it was wrong. Now, that's the Gemara says. But that's his Shita. Rabbi Lazar's Shita is a person learning his Torah. Rabbi's Shita is no. He's not a Torah at that point. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ma'u Lamoid, Mi Mechayim Lomekim Eloi. Torah I met us with Nelam Deh, Bitmiya. Bishasukim Mitzvah Alocha, the Korilu the two Torah Atzma. He called them Torah. Uli the day Korilam Deh. He called himself people who learn Torah. Why it alo abaya hachdor blozer kol man the tayisloi. He cursed anybody that listens to him. Yes.
Is this Rabbi Lozer was a Tana?
This is Rabbi Lozer that Myra. Doctor Gemara Vayter. Vibitu achrei Moshe ad boyo ehelo. It says that Moshe put his ayo out of the machna, right by the story of the eagle. And he used to teach them and then go to his ayah, and they used to look after Moshe. What were they looking for? What were they looking at Moshe for as he's walking to his ayah? And the Torah thought it was important enough, the Rabbeinu Shlom thought it was important enough to write that into the Torah. Zokta Gemara, Rab Ami v'Rabitzchik Nafcha. Charam el Ignai, v'charam el Shvach. One says it's Ignai, and one says it was done for praise. One says it was inappropriate what they were doing, and one says it was very appropriate. Charam elignai, mandam elignai, k'deisa. Like the Isa is, it's elsewhere, it's in a medrash. I did not want to quote it. The medrash says, when they looked after Moshe, they said, wow, he's heavy, he looks heavy. Heavy man, where do you think he's getting his food from? He's eating our stuff. You know, he lives off the fat of the land. We're the ones that are supporting Moshe Rabbeinu. Who does he think he is? That's Gnai. pretty bad. Man damer l'shlach, amr chizki amr l'ruchnina b'ed r'vom r'vu amr b'dim v'nechefa, achokam ayver ayman b'fonam z'awar amas, achokam that goes by, you stand for d'awar amas, the kivin shomer d'awar amas yoyshev, once he's out of your d'awar amas, you can sit down. A bezin ayver ayman b'fonam v'enav, you stand up as soon as he walks into the room, the kivin shomer d'awar amas yoyshev, Nasi Ayman, Ayman Mufala Mala Ainav, Vaini Association M Kaimai. You wait all the way he gets to this place. Shinemar, we beat Rakimashad by Allah. That's the source that for a Nasi, you give him much more cover. So one on the Amasi is Gnai, and one on the Amasi Shrach Rashi. Zok Rashi, Kani Isim, Shim the Dover Magunahu, the Rasul of Farsama. It's unseemly. The Gemara didn't want to say what it was. Our Mefurish Vemedrish Rav Tachuma, Ru Kama Ovim Shaykov, thick feet that he has, Kama Tavare Shaman, fat neck, Hakol Mishalonu, it's all ours. Very interesting because everybody got the mon. So I'm not sure exactly what he was taking from them to make himself heavier. I don't know, but that's what the Medrash says. I'm Mufanov, Mishamasu, the Kodas Lutav Dar Bahamas, a Rebbe walks in, you get up, Chacham walks in, you get up four Amas. You wait for the second Arba Amas. Means you get up when he walks within your Dawud Amas, two when he gets out of your Dawud Amas. And that's why in Abezin, you stand up as soon as he walks into the room, but you don't have to stand when he walks out of Dawud Amas. And a Nasi, from the moment you see him to the moment you don't.
But Abezin, which one?
What
was Abezin?
From the moment you see him, as soon as you see him, till four amas out of your rishus, the other way. Once he's past you, only four amas. By the way, the shach says lo yeinav is 266 amas. If you're outdoors, lo yeinav, the shach says reish samach vav amas.
How much is that?
200. Depends what an amah is.
What's the amas? Whatever it is.
2 feet?
Yeah.
So then it would be 266 times 2 is 524.
Okay, so then you can look at see that far?
That's what the shach says.
Meaning, if it's more than that.
You don't see him. That's what he said. I don't know. That's what he said. That's why.
I see him, but it's 520.
I don't know. I'm just telling you a shach. Rashi, okay, yes. I'm just into him a Rashi. So I'm going to be talking about Moshe, Moshe Nassai, and Moshe was a Nassai, yes.
In regards to the Rav Margaret's question, remember everybody had cattle, or many people had cattle, and those who wanted it could run around gathering slough after a certain point.
Could be.
So therefore, I mean, it could be an accusation,
Moshe, they don't say this. I have trouble with this whole thing, so...